Our next item is Norman C. Jackson III, two parcels and 50-foot easement, Road 88, Cave Neck Road.
This is a request to create a half-acre lot with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner's proposing to create the easement over an existing driveway. Denrec has issued a letter stating that they have no objection to the proposed lot size since they permit individual septic systems on half-acre lots. The request could be approved as a concept as submitted, or you could require an application for a major subdivision. And if you do approve the request as submitted, it should be as a concept only since Mr. Jackson would need a variance from the Board of Adjustment for the half-acre lot size.
Has there been a septic feasibility then? Would he need that?
Denrec's made reference to a half-acre lot. There's already a trailer on the site that's been expanded into a house.
On the current half-acre?
On the lot proposed. But it's going to be removed so they can replace it with a newer unit.
But it currently has a septic system there.
Has a septic system there, but it'll have to be verified through Denrec whether it has to be upgraded.
What would the remaining land, what would it consist of?
The remaining parcel is in excess of an acre. There's also the right-of-way crosses a bigger parcel to get to the proposed parcel, and there's a house on both parcels. And back on the rear side. Shows up on the survey.
So there's currently two houses on the one parcel?
There's two mobiles. The mobile that's on the proposed lot is like since the 50s or earlier. It's been expanded, so you don't even know it's a mobile. But they want to remove it and replace it with a newer mobile.
And has the commission routinely approved half-acre parcels?
Oh, they're asking for, like Shane said, you do it conceptually, then the board's got to grant the variance for the reduction of lot size from a three-quarter to a half.
Right, because typically we require a minimum three-quarter lot when there's a subdivision of land.
If it was a cluster subdivision, and Denrec said this is a cluster subdivision, you can have half-acre lots, and you can approve it. But in this case,
it's not a cluster.
It's not a public hearing for a cluster. It's a public hearing for a lot.
Has that ever been done before?
We've had the board see them, but typically they're not on the interior, they're right on the front. Right on the right, public right. So yeah, it's been done, but typically, like I said, they're right on the front along the public right. This is on the interior, trying to replace something that already exists.
But
it's not on a half-acre lot.
Right.
It's on the whole street. Pre-existing.
Did you say there were two places on this?
Both pre-existing.
Two houses are both pre-existing.
On this parcel.
So one would have a half and the other one would have the remainder.
One would have a half and the other would have probably an acre and a half, the way it's drawn, just by scale, looking at it.
So if there's an acre and a half remaining, then wouldn't that person be able to create a three-quarter acre lot?
No, they go where the unit's located on the parking lot.
Where the other lot, where the other unit's located.
Yeah, the unit on the elongated lot is closer to the property line as proposed, so they couldn't go any further over.
Mr. Lang, we were just, Mr. Evan and I were talking too. If, in addition to the lot size, if they're going to pull off a mobile home and put a brand new one on there, they'd need a variance for that on a half acre too, wouldn't they?
If the unit already exists and the lot's created and approved by the board, then they can replace a mobile home pre-existing with a newer mobile.
Okay.
Has to be newer.
Right.
But they've got to approve that at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, because what happened is you got two non-conforming units on one lot.
Right.
So the issue becomes, do we want to continue with we're going to legitimize two non-conforming?
Pre-existing.
Yeah.
Old are these units?
The one was placed, I'm not sure about the middle one, the one in the and with a star on it or the asterisk is 40s or 50s. I was told. So, it's going to be up to the board. Evidence has to be presented to the board. But like Shane said, if you approve it, you should approve it on any conception.
Does that give...
Gives them the right to apply to the board.
So they can apply to the board first.
If you reject it.
Had to come through this way.
Had to ask here to establish where the access would be to get to the parcel so they could apply to the board. Or would you like... You don't want to see the board approve the subdivision.
How old's the other home?
I'm not sure. They're, to my, what I was told, they were both non-conforming. I don't have that information in front of me.
So one of our other options might be to have them present us with that information so we know exactly what we're acting upon.
Well, they have to present it to the board anyway.
Huh?
They'd have to present it to the board anyway.
Right.
As I said, as Shane said too, conceptually, if you approve it conceptually, then they go to the board. Or you deny it.
The board doesn't approve it, we don't approve it.
Right. If it's a condition of the concept is that they have to have board approval, and the board rejects it, then it's doesn't have to come back to us. It'll be denied. We do that not on a regular basis, but we've done it several times a year. We have to do it conceptually to go to board.
Yeah, done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said earlier, most of them are typically on public frontage, public road frontage.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Norman C. Jackson III, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 88 Cave Neck Road, is for approval as a conceptual only. We hear back from the board. Concept.
You can't hear you back.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Norman C. Jackson III, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 88 Cave Neck Road, is for approval as a concept.
That would be a common assuming what you were saying, concept only and subject to the approval of the Board of Adjustments.
The Board of Adjustments.
Gentlemen, I have a motion. We hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as a concept only and subject to approval by the Board of Adjustments. Two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 88, Cave Neck Road, for Norman C. Jackson III. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carried. And the motion carries 3-1.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin,